I'm Parshas Noach. First pasuk Elo told us Noach. Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedora sav. Es Elokim his holech Noach. Rashi says ho v'hiskiro siper b'shvacho shenemar zecher tzadik lebracho. Dover acher l'lam decha she'ekar told osayim shal tzadikim ma'asim tovim. Either the pshad is since he mentioned his name, so you mention a bracha afterwards, the reshavach afterwards, or is to say the ikar told us of tzadikim is ma'asim tovim. So Gemara in Yuma lamed chesem u'beis. As follows, Amalei Ravina, Le'ahu me'rabanon, Le'havim esad ragaa to'kamei. Minohem milsad om rabanon zecha tzadik lebrocha. Where did the rabanon get it from? Zecha tzadik lebrocha. Amalei, do'hoksiv zecha tzadik lebrocha. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, zecha tzadik lebrocha. No, it's not what I meant to ask. Minoraisa minolon. Dichtiv, so where's the makor minoraisa for zecha tzadik lebrocha? So it says from pasuk in by Avraham, in Perek Yitches, Parshas Vayera, Avraham, Vashem Amor Hamachasa Ani Me Avraham Asher Ani Ose. Avraham Hayo Yie Lagoy Gadol VeAtzum VeNivruchu VeKol Goyi Haaretz. That's Gemara says the Rai. So Hashem mentions Avraham's name Hamachasa Ani Me Avraham, and afterwards says VeAvraham Hayo Yie Lagoy Gadol VeAtzum. On the Gemara, the Gilyon Hashas says Ayin Rashi Bechumish Parshas Noach. Achor, what Kivigar wants to ask is, why is the Gemara bringing a raya for Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, the Inu Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, from Avraham? He could have said an earlier raya. You see, from the first pasuk in Parshas Noach, the Inu of Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. Once we mention the Tzadik's name, we mention him Lebracha. So the MS is in Bechor Shor, in Perichelik. Bechor Shor came way before Kivigar. He already asked the Kasha on the Gemara, why not bring from Parshas Noach? So he answers that for that reason, Rashi says here, Dover Acher, Lilam Decha, Sh'ikr Todo Seim Shal Tzadikim Ma'isim Tovim. Since it's not Mochach, that is the Pshan the Pasuk of Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, you could have said a different Pshat, that it really is Lilam Decha, Sh'ikr Todo Seim Shal Tzadikim Ma'isim Tovim. Mele, there's no Raya for the Inyan of Zecher Tzadik Lebracha from Noach. That's what he says. L'chor is horror on him, because you look at Rashi and by the Pasuk the Gemara brings of Avram Hayo Yel Goy Gadol, so Rashi says there, Medrash HaGadol Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, Hol V'his Kiro, Baruch Hu. Ubepshuta, what Pashup Shad is, Vechimimenu Animalim, I hiding myself from Avraham, Varehu Choviv Lilfana Lios Logoi Godolos Baruch Bo Kogoi Haaretz, he's Choviv to me. So Rashi there also brings a second shot. So if you're going to say it's not Muchach by Parshas Noach, because you could have said a different shot in the Pasuk, not Holbi, his Kiru Sipra Bishvachol, rather you could have said a different shot, there also Rashi brings a second shot that's not Muchach Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, unless you're going to be Mechalik between this is the for Acher, this is Ubepshuta, and Pshuta that. But yeah, that's difficult. Okay. Inyan Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, a few horrors on why, what's going on here. L'chora Yesh L'hoyer, first of all, why Davka by Noach and Abraham per se, Davka then, do you find Inyan of Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, but not by other Tzadikim? Also, why did the Torah wait until now to be Mazkir B'Shevach Noach? You could have mentioned it already from the end of Parshas Bereishis, where we already had. We already were Maskir Noach. Thirdly, where's the Inyan that Zecher Tzadik Lebracha? Lebracha means Lahaskir Bishvachal. That means Maskir Shevach. So the Chori could be mitarets all of those Ha'aras with the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh says that you only are Maskir Shevach Shel Tzadikim Neged Rishoim. When you have them in contrast to Rishoim, then you're Maskir Shevach Shel Tzadikim. So here you have Noach in contrast to Dor Amabel. So that Inyan is Miuchot to Noach and Abraham. Abraham also, where Maskir Bishvacho Neged, there it's about to be in Parsha Stone. Also, the Torah only here mentions the Shevach, not earlier, because here is where Dor Amabel is about to be introduced, the whole Inyan of Amabel, their Chatoim. And also the last Ha'ara of how you know that Lebrocha means B'Shevach. So if the whole pshat is that it's in contrast to Rishoyim, so the end of the pasuk of Zecher Tzadik Lebracha is V'shem Rishoyim Yerkov. So Lahore, that's what the Gur Aryeh is learning, that Neged Shem Rishoyim Yerkov, we want to be Maskir Shevach B'Tzadikim. So what's Yerkov? So it's spoiling. Opposite of spoiling is B'Shevach. So you see the Inyan of Bracha by Zecher Tzadik Lebracha is referring to Shevach. And it's interesting to note that the Gur on the pasuk in Mishlei says, V'derech Kishem Mishabeach Es HaTzadik Ein mishabeach also rak b'mitzvas ase u'maisim tovim shebiyado. When you mishabeach at tzadik, you mishabeach him b'maisim tovim shebiyado. L'chora, you could say it, the Gur got his core, for that's the Pshat the Pasuk, from our Rashi, from our Medrash, that you see by us, that the Indian of Bracha is to be Meshabech, is to be Meshabech B'Tzadik. It's interesting that it comes out from this L'chor, the Lashon of Bracha, Zecher Tzadik L'Bracha. The Bracha is the Indian of Shevach. There's a whole lot of discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim, what Bracha is. Bracha often, the Rashi says, Bracha is Indian Tosefes V'Riboy is what Bracha is. And Rav Chaim of Lashon says, not like the Hamon Am that thinks that Bracha is Hodah V'Shevach, rather Bracha is Tosefes V'Riboy. L'chor, here you have this Rashi, the Gra also, if I'm Lashon as Rebbe, that says that Bracha is Inyan Shevach, and the Bracha is Inyan Shevach. Tzadik Tomim Hayo B'Dor Rosov. In Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Lenoach, Bo Ata, V'chol Beischa L'Tevo, Ki Yoscha Reisi, Tzadik L'Fanai B'Dor Hazeh. So there it says Tzadik, it doesn't say Tomim. Rashi there brings, the Gemara in Arachin, Lo nemar tzadik tomim, mikan she'omer mikvah shvachol she'olam b'fanov v'kulo shlo b'fanov. So since here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Noach, you only say mikvah shvachol, which is tzadik, but not the kol shavach, which would be tomim. Lulei divrei ha'gemara, there's a few other pshatim in the chiluk that here, the beginning of the parsha, he's called tzadik tomim, and later on he's called just tzadik. Yimesh ha'chochma brings gemara v'odah zara, the vav and the aleph, that says tomim means bedrochav, and tzadik means b'masav. Rashi says, Tamim means, what does it mean, Bedrochov, your Ono Veshofel Ruach, and Sadek and Masov means below Chamos. So he says like this, the door right before the Mabul, Noach's Milo was that he was without Chamos in a door where they were Bekulo Chamos. They were Stufen Barayos, they were Bechamos. Noach wasn't. After the Mabul, everyone, the Maisa, he says, was Parish and stayed away from Arayos Vegezo. So Tamimus was not a Milo in the door before the Mabul. After the Mabul, his lashon is that since Noah was left alone, and the Kosh Baruch Hu was Dabrimo, and he was Mefarnes Kol Olam, so then the Indian of Tamim to stay with Tamimus, to stay with Anivus, that was a Milo. So Mamela, that's why in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, when we're talking about Dor HaMabul, so it's not to say that he wasn't Tamim, it's just to say, it just mentions Tzadik, because there Tzadik is a Maila, because Kenegad Dor HaMabul, below Chomos is a Revusa, it's a Maila. Mashen came to Mimus, everyone didn't have Chisranos and Anivas and Shofar Ruach then. However, in the beginning of the Parsha, so there it says B'Dorosov, so Loshen Rabim. So he says that Dorosov is referring to one door Lefnei the Mabul, one door Achara Mabul. So, Dor Lefnei Mabul, the Chiddush was referring to Tzadik, and the Dor Achar Mabul, so there, where he needed to have a Nivus, even though he was Mefarnes Kol Olam, Kosh Baruch Hu Narimo, and Achal Pichin, he stayed with Tamimus, in that door, Tamimus is a Chiddush. Maral Diskin says a similar pshat. Maral Diskin says that Tzadik is more of Kfishas Yitzro, like Yosef Tzadik was Kovesh Yitzro, similar in Yonim, to not fall prey to Gezel and Arayos. And Tamimus is referring to Emunah, like Tamim Tiyah Mashem Lokecha. Now, same shot like Abedur Mabul, they couldn't be kovish there. Yitzram like Abed Gezel Arayos, but they were Ma'aminim. He learns, however, that in the beginning of the parsha, where it's talking about the toldos of Noach and the happenings of Noach, so it, the two doros are referring to that he was in Dor HaMabul and also that he was in Dor HaFloga. Lemais Noach lived 350 years after Dor HaMabul. He made it to Dor HaFloga. So there, their chet was Gabi Kfiro Minas. That was the chet of Dor HaFloga. That was a bechisaron of Tamimus. So even though, and there, Afapichin Noach was Amad Bemunaso, that's the chiddush of Tamim for there. The Chasim Sofer says a different shot. The Mefarshim have a horror. Why, Rabbi Chaya asks, or Achaim, how come Noach didn't mispalal al b'nei doro, like Abraham did? So, Rabbi Chaya answers that they had 120 years to be chozer b'tshuva, and they weren't chozer b'tshuva, so already there's no Indian of tefillah that they had such a long time. However, the Zohar, he brings, Taka holds that there was a time on Noach that he wasn't, there's a time on Noach that he wasn't misbal al b'nei doro. And for that reason, the Mei Hamabul or Nikra Mei Noach as a zecher that he should be misbal al on b'nei doro. So he says it's very good. In Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph, where there he there began a chiyuv for him to be misbal al b'nei doro, so it says tzadik tzadik below tamim. He already was chaser, because if he had Milo Tamimus, he would have been Mispalal al Abnei Dor, but he wasn't. Mashakin Betchila, with the just talking about Noach in general, and the Mabel wasn't brought up yet, so then he's Sadik for Tamim. Gabi the Avera, yeah, the Avera is the Onish of Dor Mabel, so Pesuk Gimel says, Kate Kobasar Bald Fanaki Mullah or Chomos Bipnehem, Ineni Mashkisom. Rashi brings lo nechtam zardinam ela ela gezel. So, the Ramban says a line here. Why was nischatim zardinam el gezel? It says v'atam ibnei shehu mitzvah hamuskelas ein lehem botzorich lo novi mazir. Since it is a dvar sechli, it's nusud de mistavra to not steal, and also so not to steal. So there is no tzorich to be mazir them not to be over. And Mimelo, there are chayv misa for that. Cheskuni asked this akasha. He says, "Vim tomor ech nen shudor hamabul ma'achar shalom stavu ala mitzvos." So he says the same answer. Yesh lomar yesh kama mitzvah shechayovim b'nei adam l'shamron mikoach svaras hadas af pishlon stavu. Anything which is a nosa de mistavra to keep, even without an azhara, there's a chiyuv to keep it. And Rav Nissim Gaon in the Hakdama to Brachos, the Hakdama to Shas, Rav Nissim Gaon also brings up this topic also, that Mitzvah Miskelos is a chiyuv to keep. And Avner Nezer brings from the Chiyuv Sheharim, also he says this is the Pshat, and he explains that's the explanation in Mishapora. Mishapora is more Mishnah Bov Mitzia, that if Gabi Yomekach, if you give Mos, and you don't do Meshicha, so the Bailam could be Chozer, even though you gave Mos, and you lose your money. That's called the over Mishapor. Mishapor Midor Hamabu. So that's a Klola. So why Davka by this chait, this Inyan of not, of the Baal Bais being Chozer, what's the Kesher to the Inyan of Dor Hamabu? So, Aminezer explains the same way that Dor Hamabu, they weren't Nitzdave on Gezel, but Mitzad Mitzvah Hamuskelas, they were chayev Misa, because they should have known better. So too, even though here the Baal Bais did Kedin, that he, since there was no Mashicha, Lamaisa, he had Rishus to be Chozer, but Seichel tells you, give over the item to the person who gave you the money. That's the comparison of Mishapora, why it's Davka Lagabe. Davka Lagabe, Mishapora is Davka Lagabe in this case of Misha Nasamos, but Lo Moshach. You show them there's the other Pshatim as well in what the connection is. Maisa, I don't know how much of a kash it is about why they were nenash. Already Rambam says sheish mitzvos nistava l'odom harishon v'host of efer menachai. But Kitzur Gezel was already nistava for other rishon before there was a tzivoy. Rambam perek tes hilchos melachim. I mean that's pasha Gemara, because Gemara brings Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach from pesukim by other harishon already. More in Zvachim, Daf Kufi Gimel, is Machlokish of Yochanan Reish Lokish, if the Mabul made its way to Eretz Yisrael or not. Rasholer Asakasha. Lefi Rav Yochanan, that the Mabul wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, so why was Kosh Baruch Hu Matriach Noach with Binyan Hateva? He could have been Matzil them in Eretz Yisrael. So Rasholer answers, so in a Hanami, it's true. But it was like Rashi says that the Inyan of the Binyan Hateva was that they should see that he's being Osek Mei of Ezer Mishana and the Binyan Hateva, and they should be Chozer B'Tshuva. But Lav Dafka, that was Dafka for the Hatzala, because they could have gone to Yisrael for Yerav Yechonah. The Moskana, they would have died anyways, but that's because of Behavla Meso. But at this point, the Gemara, when they could have gone to Yisrael and stayed alive, Pshat is that Teva wasn't Lahatzila, the Teva was, that to be more that they should be chozer b'tshuva.
What is Havel Meso good?
If the Gemara says the Maskana, the Gemara says the Shakotari, the Gemara says that even their child, they wouldn't have made it because they would have died also the heifer. Pasuk Yudzayin. Va'ani hineni mevius hamabul mayim al oretz l'shachis kol basar asher bo ruachai mitachas asher mayim kol asher bo oretz yigva. There is a kefil lashon in the pasuk. It says l'shachis kol basar kol asher bo oretz yigva. What's the kefil lashon of l'shachis kol basar and kol asher bo oretz yigva? Well, this can says ein riboy acha riboy ela lemay. So the double riboy is coming to make a miut that not everyone's going to die. Who's going to be saved? Gemara Nizvachim says, so Og V'Sichon were in the Shtayru Minha from that door. They made it out to the Mabul. That's the double Lashon. That should be the Mai Og V'Sichon. Okay. Pasuk Chof Aleph. V'ato kach lecho mikom machal asher yeochel v'yasofta ilecha v'hayo lecho v'lehem liochlo. And the machal should be for you and for them, meaning the behemos, to eat. The Chasam Sofer and other Meforshim have a kasha here. There's many terusim in the Achronim. They ask Gemara and Brachos that mem Gittin Samach Beis is also la adam lit om klo ad shi yite machal la behemta. You can't eat before you give your behemah machal. So what's shot they hear by Noach? Tanya Kosh Baruch Hu also Kosh Baruch Hu mitzave v'yol lechol v'lahem li ochla. You eat first lecho and then lahem to your behemahs. This is the kasha. So some say, since there wasn't a shom yuchad to feed the behemoths, rather he was feeding them all day long. So mela, there's no din of kedima to behemoths because it was an all day thing. There's no zmanim yuchadim. Others say pshat is can't be bedayik from here because Noach was called matan Torah. Called matan Torah, there's no din. So this drush was learned out. Where do you learn out that you can't give, that you have to give your behemoths first? It's learned out from pasuk by Kriya Shema. It says and afterwards it says v'achalta v'savata. So you see it's l'vehem techa first and achalta v'savata. So that's din Torah. So before matan Torah by Noach, there was no din. L'maisa, it's not so pashut for a variety of reasons. First of all, there's a sefer chassidim and a Magen Avraham. Is this din of kedimas behemah kedimas behemah that you said feed your behemah first? Is that also regarding shtia? Can you take shtia first? So it brings from Pesach and Parshas Chukas, but also brings. So Magen Avraham brings from Rivka that the ma'aseh by Rivka. You see there that gam gamalecha ashke. It was that there was shkolas mayim first, and then the behemoths. So he wants to be done. Lagabi shtia, there's no din of kedima lebehemto. Lachora, what's the raya bechlal? Rivka was before matan Torah. So unless you're going to mechalik between maybe after Abraham, you could be medayik this halacha before Abraham. Not you're going to have to come up with chilukim. But lachora, for whatever reason, this halacha is no gay before matan Torah. So if so, what's the pshat? So lachora, it's not such a klar teret by Noach to say that it didn't apply because it's before matan Torah. Ma'aseh the Rambam says the whole din is midas chasidus to give your behemah first, which is difficult because the Gemara is smashma to din to Joshua Gemara. But if you say it's a midas chasidus, efshar then you have more room to work with. And Noach wasn't becoming midas chasidus, you know, lo sof ha'olam. Now the Maral Diskin, he brings his son, says a very interesting teretz. He says when they were b'shah shayu b'teva, when they were in the teva, so they didn't have a heter l'ibasar, okay. Machlokas, if that means Machlokas Rambam and Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Rambam Hilas Malachim, if that means Becholofen, or it might be Davka to kill them, there was no heter. But if the behemoth was Mesa Me'elov, then you're allowed to eat behemoth. Then it was Hutrapasar. But or no, it could be that it was also Becholofen. So now, Lamaisa, behemoth was Asar. So Noah only had a king in Peros in the behemoth, the Hainu Hedrishus, to use them for Malacha. However, he didn't have a kinyan guf to eat them. And we hold kinyan peros, lavki kinyan guf to me. So he didn't have a kinyan on his behemoth, he didn't have a kinyan guf on his behemoth, so it's not called behemto. So there's no din of usr litom plumach itemachal behemto, because this is not his behemoth, because kinyan peros, lavki kinyan guf to me, since there's an isser. Since it's an isser lechol, so he didn't have a bialus on it, and kinyan peros, the fact that you can use them for malacha is not called kinyan guf. That's not enough to make it his. Some are not thrilled with this teretz because the din of giving your behemoth first before you eat. Efshir, that's not a din in bailos. It could be it's a din in mezonos olov. Anybody who has a chrayas to feed a behemoth, on him you have to be mocked in behemoth to your own eating. So Noach definitely had a chrayas on these behemoths, whether they were his or not. So lachora, the halacha should apply. Ubenkach, ubenkach. Fine. Yeah, so if you do go with this pshat Maral Diskin, that he didn't have a kinyan on a guf, and that's why there's no halacha of that he didn't have to makdim his achila, he didn't have to makdim achilas behema to his achila. If you go with that, so lachora, yesh adachdeg. Rav Yochanan's nothing? A kinyan peris kinyan on a guf, dummy? How's he going to learn pshat? If you all came here to skik in the goof, so he did have a bailus on the behemoth. So how could he be makdim his achila to the achilas behemoth? Also, a horror of just the lashon of the pasuk is interesting. The hayo lechav lehem liachla. What's the hayo? And it will be to you and to them liachla. The hayo sounds like a little bit of a svas yeser. So I want to say that, okay, there's another machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. So the second Rashi of famous Rashi of Tzadik Bedorosov, is it Bedorosov v'lo Bedoros Shalachirim or Bedorosov v'koshkim Bedoros Shalachirim? It's not Dafka Tzadik in his Dor, not other Doros, or even in other Doros. So now that's machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan holds his Tzadik in his Dor, not for Doros Shalachirim. So if so, you could say he's also Rav Yochanan is also l'shitaso. And this is what Kosh Baruch Hu is saying. V'hoyo, it's going to be, kolomar, not to say, give yourself first and then to give to the behemoth, rather this is what's going to be. Since you're not a tzaddik so much, because you're only tzaddik with doros of l'dor shalachirim, like Rashi said, l'ra mamin v'eno mamin. So if so, mimela, if I was to mitzavah to you to give to the behemoth first, and then to give to yourself, you're not going to listen to me. Because tzadik b'daros of l'bador shalachirim, so mela like mutav shiyshugim v'al yimezidim, mela I'm going to mitzvah anyways to get, that you shouldn't be over. I'm going to mitzvah anyways to give to yourself first, and then to give to the behemoths, and that you need to say in Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan pirish kinyan guftami, so he'll be over the iser. But Reish Lakish the lachor hajer kushel duchta Reish Lakish holds tzadik gamor, tzadik b'daros of v'kol shkem shalachirim, so Rabbi Yochanan is going to listen. So what's going on? Reish Lakish l'shitaso holds kinyan peres lav kinyan on guf damim and meila. It's not called behemto. So then there's no din to begin with of aser litom klum achitin machal behemto. Yeah. Okay. In pasuk beis, perek zayin pasuk beis, mikol ha-behema ha-tahara tikach lecha shiva shiva ish v'ishto. Mina behema shalotahora hishnayim ish veishto. Rashi says, "Hatahora, what does mean hatahora? Ha sida lios tahora li Yisrael. Lamanu shalomad Noach Torah." You see from here that Noach learned Torah. Here, all meforshim has a kasha. The Gemara in Zvachim says that the Chazkuni Marsha. All meforshim has the kasha that the Gemara says that the tahora and tmeim were put in front of the teva, and the teva was called the tahor, but not the tmeim. So, what's the raya that Noach was lomad Torah? Maybe the reason that you could differentiate between tahor and tmeim is because the teva took in the tahor when they were put in front of them, and didn't take in the tmeim. So they all give different tirutzim. Al kapanim, Rashi says, brings the medrash Noach lomad Noach Torah. So Mefarshim ask, where are you? Others, Gemara Mefarish in Sanhedrin on Chesam Beis. Goyish osik b'Torah chayev misa. How can Noach learn Torah? So a few terutim. First of all, so the Gur Arya answers. The Gemara says, why is Goyish osik b'Torah chayev misa? So it says, so either mitzad gezel or mitzad nayim marasa. Pasuk says marasha kilas Yaakov. So it's marasha to Yisrael, and not marasha to Bnei Noach. That's the gezel. Or marasha, the Gemara darshans. More Russia, Lashon Mil Rasa. It's an Eris into Israel and not to Bnei Noach. Before Matan Torah, where you don't have those inyanim of Gezel, you don't have the inyanim of Nayim Rasa because it wasn't given to Israel yet. Mela before Matan Torah, there'd be no Israel Goyish Asuk B'Torah Chayiv Misa. Another answer they say is Noach was Nolad Mohu, and maybe the whole Israel to learn Torah for Ben Noach is Bakufis and Oral. Also, you can Mechalek. that the whole issue for a goy to learn Torah, there's a lot of mefarshim that say, Marathias, Nitziv, others, that the whole issue is for goy to learn Torah shebal peh. But there's no issue for goy to learn Torah shebechtav. Ma'aseh, you see, Moshe Beni wrote the Torah b'shivim lashonos, that they should come and learn. So you see, what's the heter in that? Teretz is, Torah shebechtav is different. Torah shebechtav, they have a heter. So to learn which behemoths were Tahoros, on that, avada, there's no issue for Noach to learn. Another teretz is goy has a heter, even a mitzvah, to learn his Zion mitzvahs. So that's because he needs to, just like by Nashim, they have to learn what's nogeir for them to keep. So memela, anything which is litzorich for them, they're allowed to learn. So here also, for Noach, it's definitely a tzorich to know which behemoths were tahoros. Also, similar inyan is Marshall asked more with on Shabbos Laman Aleph Gabi. The gear that came to Hillel and to Shammai, so teach me Torah. So Marsha asks, how can you teach the Goy Torah? Goy shows with Torah Chayav Misa. So Marsha answers, Kedelis Gayer, when you're learning Torah and as part of the gear's process, there's no issue of Goy shows with Torah Chayav Misa. The Pshat is the same Pshat as for Ben Noach learn his Zayin Mitzvahs, because anything which is Litzorko, anything which is necessary, either Ben Noach for his own Zayin Mitzvahs or Gerat Kabbalah Gayer, anything Litzorich, you have Rishos to learn. Mil Noah also had a tzorech here. Another pshat, maybe you could say, I didn't see anybody say this, but there's some fortune that say that to learn Derech Arai, Ben Noach, there's no Issa Torah, there's no Issa for Ben Noach to learn Torah Derech Arai. So after here, where it's just, he looked up the Behemoth's Torah, good, right there, and then he didn't learn anymore. Those would be a few terutzim to how Noach could learn Torah. Paraches pasuk yud aleph. By the Yona, v'tovo elof haYona le'is ered v'hinei alei zayis tarach v'fiyo v'yed Noach yikalu hamayim me'al ha'aretz. Gemara Nechelek says l'gabi zayis that Yona said l'fnei kodesh baruch ribono shel olam yu mezonosai miruim kezayis u'mesurim b'yodcha. Let my mezonos be more like a zayas, not sweet like dvash, given to basar v'dam. The shach is medayik from here. It's for you. The shach is medayik from here that zayas is a din dover chorif, and that it's like it's known, a radish that it's balua stronger, because you see from here zayas is mar. However, all the Achronim ask on the Shach, because there's a Tosfos Simsachim. Tosfos Simsachim, the Achronim of Ma'aleh, the Gemara says there, Moror is not from the Min, which is from a Min, which is Chayiv B'Bikurim. Bikurim is from the Shemina, and Moror is not from one of those Minim. So Tosfos says, V'leikil Meimar, the Moror Hanu Zayas, don't tell me that Moror is Zayas, which is one of the Shiva Minim, maybe that's Moror. The Ein HaZayas Mar Ela Pri. Zayas can't possibly be Moror, because it's not Mar. The Zayas isn't Mar. The Ein HaZayas Mar. Meaning, the eighth of the Zayas is what's Mar, not the Zayas itself. So, the Shach that learned from that Gemara, that he says that my Mezonos should be Merum Kezayas, Achorotosos learns Merum Kezayas means like the eighth of the Zayas, but not that the Zayas Atzmo is the Var Mar. Pru Uruvu. Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph Vayivarech Elokim Es Noach Vespano Vayomer Lehem Pru Urevu Meluas Haaretz. It's a Mishnah Nivamos. Ha'ish Mitzuvah Pru Urevu V'lo Ha'isha. Riochem Imbroka Omer Ashneim Hu Omer Vayivarech Osam Elokim Vayomer Lehem Elokim Pru Urevu. It's Loshen Rabim. So both Ish V'isha are mitzvah and pruvu. So the chlokas tonight we pass on like chamim isha is not mitzvah and pruvu. Okay, so there's a few things to look into. Guy pruvu, when the tzivoy came, and just the mechanics of the p'tur by nashim. Gemara has a machlokas what in the Tanakhama that nashim are p'turos, where the p'tur comes from. So Rav Lozer there holds, since it says melu ha'aretz v'chivshuha, so loshen Kivshua is ish darcha lichvash, but ain't ish darcha lichvash. Noshim are not b'nei kibush ninhu, so memela they're not mitzvah and pruvu. Gemara brings the second day of the Sunday from Yaakov Vinu. Pasuk says, Ani Kel Shakai Pre Ruve. Pre Ruve is Lashon Yachid. Agav, so the Fida Pshat that the Makorishim Kivshuha, so it's interesting to figure out what's done by Avadim. Avadim is Machal Kishonim if Avadim are Chayiv and Peruvu or not. So, Mefarshim ask, on the Tzad, how could Tosfos and Chagiga the Bezim and Bez say that Avadim are Chayiv and Peruvu? Avadim is it's like Isha, La La Me Isha. We learn now that they're Hukash to Isha. So, I'm not sure Pater and Peruvu. How could Tosfos say Avadim are Chayiv and Peruvu? So, three different terusim. So Mishnah Melech says the whole din of La La Me'isha is only learned out like a Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama. Pruvu, which is not Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama, it has a separate p'tur because either Lav Menei Kevshua Ninho or because there's a custom for Pruvu, not Pruvu. Mimela, Lagabi that, you don't say the Hekesh of La La Me'isha and the Vadim would be Chayav. Then Yeshua says, Seishua Gittin Dapim Aleph says, even though it's Hukash L'chol Dover, you're always Makish Isha the Avadim Knanim, but if there's that's only if it's a there's a custom. If there's a svar to say otherwise, then you don't make the hekesh. So here, where we say the reason why Neshama Peturos would be the first day in the Gemara is because Lav Bnei Kibush Ninho. So Avadim which are Bnei Kibush, Ish Derech Ish are Neshama are Bnei Milchama Ninho or Bnei Kibush Ninho. So Mimela Avadim would be Chayev. Similar to Teirutzim, how Avadim Knanim could be Chayev in Peruvu. Now. So we said the second day in the Gemara there holds that the Petur Nashim comes from Lashon Yochem at Yaakov and says, Pre Ruve. So Tosfos asked the obvious kasha. So Tosfos asked from Bracious, the Pasuk the Mishnah brought there, it says, Lashon Pruvu. Vayomer Lahem Elokim Pruvu. It's Lashon Rabim. So Nashim should be Chayav also. So Tosfos answers there, it's Lebrocha Velo Lemitzvah. By Adam is only Brocha, not a Mitzvah. Mevur from Tosfos that the Tiva came from Parshas Noach and not from Parshas Bereishis. Rashi also, Ramban also learned that way. And Lamaisa says Puruvu in our Pasuk. Puruvu Mulusarit, Lashon Rabim. So Marshall asked that Kasha and Tosfos. It's going to be stuck. If the Tzifu is from Parshas Noach, Puruvu, so Lachor Nashim should be Bechalal. So our Chaner Tzahejan answers that there, since it's there, it was a Noach Lubon of Gomor. Lashon Rabim is not Larabos Nashim, it's Larabos. It's for Noach Lubonov that all of them are chayavim Peruvu. Akoponim, you see from Tosfos at least, and from Rashi in the Parsha, Ramban in the Parsha, that the Tzivui was in Parshas Noach. You look and see for Achinuch, it says Parshas Bereishis, Yesh Mitzvah Achas, Vayomer Elokim Peruvu. Parshas Noach, Ein Bo Mitzvahs. The Chinuch learns that the Mitzvah comes from Parshas Bereishis, not from Parshas Noach. And the Rambam, it's not clear. Rambam say for Mitzvahs Reshit Beis. The way we have it is it just says Peruvu, which it says both in Bereishis and Noach, and the parentheses there says Bereishis Aleph, which would be like the Chinuch. The Frankel brings from some had the Gersa of the Atem what's the Gersa? The Atem Peruvu. That's in Parshas Noach, no? We're going to say the Atem Peruvu. I don't know. Kitzur, it's not clear in the Rambam if it's from Parshas Bereishis or Parshas Noach. Oh, Atem Peruvu. It's later on. Pasuk Zayin. Atem Peruvu. Shetsuva or Tzuruvuva. Okay, so then if the Gersa is Be'atem Peruvu, send the rise, so then the Tzivu is in Parshas Noach. Now, if you say like the Chinuch, that the Tzivu is in Parshas Bereishis, so Lechora Hadra Koshin L'Duchta. So there, it says Peruvu. So Tosfos asked, if you the Manamar Prey Ruvay, Nashim Marm Bechlal the Tzivoy, so what are you going to do with Lashon Rabim by Parshas Bereishis? So Tosfos answered that there it's the Bracha of a Lola Tzivoy. But if the Chinuch learns that it's the mitzvah, so Hadra Koshin L'Duchta, far there you see, that's Lashon Rabim. So it's so no one else was in the world. So lechora it's right. The nashim should be mitzvah bechalal also. So the Meshech Chachma says, what's the reason nashim are pterus from Peruvu? It's because of tzar leida. That they have tzar leida, so they're not bechalal. So because Meshech wasn't mitzvah them Peruvu. Fizeh, so before the Chet, where there's no Tzar Leda, so then Chava and Echanami was Takam Etuvim Peruvu, because there's no Yin Tzar Leda, they had the Petur. So that's why it says Peruvu by Adam Arishan. The Arishan Dafka, there it could say Peruvu, the Noshim should be Bechlal. Or Chashulchan, Simon Aleph, in Evan the Ezer, also says Teres. He says there's a under a tzivoy called Peruvu Umeluas Ha'aretz. It's a tzivoy to fill up the world. So by time of Yaakov, so it was Peruve. There's no reason to mitzav and Nashim. At least until Yaakov, or at least Avada in the beginning, when it was just Adam v'Chava, there was a tzivoy on Chava also to be Peruvu, to be Mekayim the of Umeluas Ha'aretz, to fill in the world. When that tzivoy stopped, could be whenever. When it stopped, that you say that there's enough women in the world, and Mela will happen on its own. When if it stopped by Yaakov or beforehand, not clear. But by Adam v'Chava, for sure there was a chiv l'malas ha'aretz. Even the Nashim aren't chayv in Peruvu, there was a separate tivoy of milus ha'aretz. And ha'ara and these terutzim that Tosas Yeshanim in the beginning of Yevamos asks Akasha, why is Yevamos the first mesecht and seder Nashim? So one of the Terusim Tosfos gives, he says that Yibum was the first mitzvah to Nashim. So Yishan Bachlik is a, if the feed these Peshatim, that there, even though it's not with Doros, but there was a tzivoy to Nashim of Peruvu at one point or another, either Alts the Lewis arts or Alts because there's no Tzar Leda, so then Yibum wasn't the first mitzvah given to Nashim.
Isn't Peruvu in Yibum? Is Peruvu
Yivamos? Yeah, the Inyan is in Yivamos, but that's not. But he's saying Yivamos, the mitzvah of Yibum, the whole parsha of Yibum, that's why that was the first Masechta. Yeah, probably if you had to choose one Masechta based on Peruvu and Hanami, it would be Yivamos anyways, but the point is that's not a reason to choose that Masechta. Mizrahi, the Reim, learns that if the Tzivu is from Bereshit or from Noach, he learns that that's some Smachokas and Sugyas between. Gemara in Yevamos and Gemara in Sanhedrin. If the Makor, even the Machlokas Sugyas, if the Makor is from Brachos or from Noach. Also, in Peruvu, so the Mefarshim asks. So we say Ben Yodches LaChuppah. The Tzivoy is the mitzvah is from Yodches, but why should know this mitzvah from Shar Mitzvah? Shar Mitzvah is the mitzvah is at Yod Gimel. How come Peruvu is dafka about Yodches? And Rambam learns Yod Zayin. He learns Yodches LaChuppah means 18th year, but. Benkach, why is the mitzvah not by Yud Gimel? So, Chalkas, there's different answers. The Chalkas Mechokik answers that since Tzarech Chayav Lilmod Lefnei Shiyisa Isha, you have to learn before you marry. So, in the Chiyuv Limud, Gemara, the Mishnah Novo says, is by Tezvav, so you have 3 years of learning, and then the Tzivoy is at Yud Ches. Okay, it's a lot more, but let's just skip to one shot here. In Periches Pasuk Chav Aleph, it's an interesting pasuk. They're all interesting, but okay. So when Noach was makrev, so the pasuk says, "Vayorach Hashem esreich hanichach, vayomer Hashem el libo lo osif lekal olas adama bavur adam." The lashon of vayomer Hashem el libo, lachor you don't find. So what's this lashon of vayomer Hashem el libo? So now, we find that Kosh Baruch Hu was medaber b'pamaya shamalo. Kosh Baruch Hu was medaber with his malachim. You find that inyan. You find it dafka by ma'isim roim. You find it by the mabul. You see the inyan earlier on in the parsha, and by brias adam nas adam. You see that there he's nivduk b'pamaya shamalo. You see that by ma'isim roim. Brias adam is dvara. Noach lo deal shalom nivduk more than Erevin says. It's better not to be born. So there he's. So and the pshat is because before anybody, before Kosh Baruch Hu does something that's difficult, he wants to be shol eitzim. Mashenka ma'isim tovim, you don't need to check first. So to show this, after you can say the pshat is vayarach Hashem esreich nichach vayomer Hashem el libo lo osiv lekal od vayomer Hashem el libo laafuke in pamaya shemal shalom. This he didn't need to be shol eitzim to stop from being mekalo odom. You don't need to check on that. That's ma'isim tovim. So now. And it says that Dafka here, this is the time where you find it, because this is something, this is Dvar Tov Be'etzem, to not be Makalo Adam. Later on, Lechora, I found this pshat in the Rush. The Rush al HaTorah in Parshas Bo. And this is also, it says Yerushalmi in Brachos, Perek Tes, and it's also Vayikra Rabbah. It says, Hashem hika kol b'chor. Kol mokum shenemar v'Hashem, it's hu ubeiz dino. Loshen v'vod, it's hu ubeiz dino. So he says, mitoch kach nechal, on the fetus, we understand a pshat in Pasuk and Eov. It says Pasuk and Eov, Hashem nosan v'Hashem lokoch. Lama omar v'Hashem. It was enough to say, Hashem nosan Hashem lokoch. El kishaosa chesed umatnos chinam in briyosov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino nimloch in pamalya shalom. When he does something good, he does chesed to his brios, he doesn't need to check with pamalya shalom. Aval kishalokeach echad mehem, o kishamevi yisurim aleyen, hu nimloch in bezdin. Then he checks with the bezdin. And that's why, v'hashem hi kakol b'chor, there is a dvarah, so there he checks with bezdin shalmala. I want to add on to this, that we're in the mabul, earlier in the parsha it said, v'ani hinani mevis mabul. Rashi there says, "Hineni muchon lahaskim im osam shezuni." I read you masking with those that were mezaris me. V'amru l'fan like far, ma'inosh kitis karendo. And they said to me, "Ma'inosh kitis karendo? Why create man?" So Sifsechamim says, "Where does Rashi get it from?" So I think Sifsechamim says the diuk is there's a kefal loshon of va'ani hineni. L'chora, afi masha amarna, you could say it differently. Va'ani. The vav means who obeys dino. So since this is va'ani, so that's why there's a remez here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to be chozer from creating man, which is the inyan of muchen lahaskim im osam shizazuni. It's referring to the checking with the Malia Shalom that they wanted that Adam should never should have been created. Okay, let's stop here.